But before all that, yes, hair. I am really chuffed to say that a voice you are all familiar with on this radio station, she's a journalist broadcaster, she's also a hair blogger, the wonderful Valley Fontaine, I've been reading her blog, wants to dispel the myth about Afro-Caribbean hair, all the things that are written and said about it, and it makes fascinating reading. All I know is she has managed to change her hairstyle far more often. Since she and I have known each other, I've always worn my hair the same way. She changes hers constantly. So is versatility with your hair one of the things you're looking for? We're going to be speaking also to Radhika Dandenia, who is from BBC Arabic. She's also a hair blogger, talking about curly hair. And we're going to be talking to Phil Hunt, who is the winner of the show Hair. In fact, this is when he won.
We need to get some height and body into this hair. So I'm just crimping the roots. And then I'm going to bring it all up. Fingers crossed.
Phil, he's crimping the roots so we can have more thickness. It's a good approach to it. He helps the back combing and he helps the hair to stay up. So he understood that.
It's going to be a fight to the death.
Well, he does win eventually. I don't know how many of you watch that extraordinary hairstyle that he actually created and won. And we'll talk about how he did that as well in a few months' time. All three of them will be joining me after Applicable Music.
Everybody keeps on asking me, who's the pretty girl that walks with me? The little girl, the girl with the long black hair.
Long
when she and I go walking by, well, you should hear the fellas sigh. But the girl,
the girl,
the little girl,
the girl,
the little girl with the long black hair.
Oh.
Who's the main attraction at a record hops? Makes the other fellas go up in their tops. The little girl, the girl with the long black hair.
The long black hair.
Around the jukebox, she's the queen. You haven't lived until you've seen her. Well, the girl,
the girl,
the little girl,
the girl,
the little girl with the long black hair. Well, take a look at her walking down the street. Every time that you see her, your heart, it skips a beat. Well, maybe one day she'll settle down, but right now she's the queen in town. Oh, the girl with the long black hair.
The long black hair.
And so the guys all stop and stare, and they all hope one day she'll care. Well, the girl,
the girl,
the little girl,
the girl,
the little girl with the long black hair. Well, take a look at her walking down the street. Every time that you see her, well, maybe one day she'll settle down, but right now she's the queen in town. The little girl, the girl with the long black hair.
The long black hair.
And so the guys all stop and stare, and they'll hope one day she'll care. Well, the girl,
the girl,
the little girl,
the girl,
the little girl with the long black hair.
Oh.
Well, the girl,
the girl,
the little girl.
Tommy Steele and the girl with the long black hair. And Tommy Steele is appearing somewhere in London, because I know somebody said, oh, can you get me tickets? Unfortunately, I can't get anyone tickets, but I wouldn't mind going to see him, actually. So if you know where it is, might be Wimbledon, if I'm right about that. We might try and get him on the show. Right, sit back and enjoy this. As I said in my introduction, everybody, even if you don't have any, loves talking about hair. And I'm really pleased to say we have the winner of the show, Hair, Phil Hunt, joining us in the studio. Hello, Phil.
Good afternoon.
In fact, all of you here have fantastic hair. You've got long blonde locks.
Thank you very much.
Similar to my own, Phil. But I will say this now. Maybe it's different for a bloke. Mine are so restricted. There's so little I can actually do with this hair. Do you find that's the same with you as a bloke, or is there little you want to do with it?
I challenge you to a duel. I think there's so much we could do with your hair.
Oh, golly. Probably cover the grey up would be a good
no,
start.
No, embrace the grey. That's another issue altogether. Let's embrace grey. It's a amazing.
You well done for winning here, by
Thank
the way.
You.
And for those who aren't on Google or any other search engine who are trying to find out what the winning hairstyle was like, just explain it to us. Our two journalists here did see it, but just to explain to all those others what exactly you created and in what time.
So the final was a wedding theme, a bridal theme, and the first challenge was an avant-garde bridal theme. So I decided to, I kind of looked at the wedding dress from the designer and I went, oh, let's do a mohawk. But I didn't want to do a normal mohawk because it has to be different. I wanted to do a forward-facing mohawk. So my mohawk started at the back and went all the way forward and almost covered her face. And then we moved on to the second challenge, and that was actually a bride, a real bride, for her actual wedding day. And this lady, Alex, walked in and she had bright red hair. And I said, oh, this is perfect for me, mm-hmm. because I'm quite daring. I'm quite adventurous with the hair, and hence why I went on the show, really. And so we decided, she said, I'd really like to be a mermaid. So I decided to do a huge cone, sort of conical shell, and then it sort of cascaded into wrinkles down the side.
And it's almost strawberry coloured her hair,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah.
And the mohawk, can I just say, I love that juxtaposition of this very classical wedding dress and a completely outrageous hairstyle. I say outrageous, that doesn't describe it well enough, really. But an unexpected hairstyle.
Yes.
Would anyone actually have that for their wedding, do you think?
Why not?
I mean, I absolutely agree, but don't people always, and in fact, I'm going to talk to the girls about this, people always go for the more traditional because we're quite scared of taking risks with our hair. Would you agree?
I think I agree, but I would encourage anybody to take a risk because it's the one day. It's one day for the rest of your life. You'll look at those photos and you'll say, oh, that was amazing. And that might be because you wore pink shoes. It might be because you dyed your hair yellow. It might be because you didn't want to wear a wedding dress. You wanted to wear a tutu. Everybody's unique and everybody's different. And we all have an expression. So why don't we express ourselves through different forms? And for me, it was hair.
What, very, very quickly, what is the most difficult hair you've ever had to work with?
Straight. Fine hair.
Yeah, there we go. He says, looking straight at me, and that's exactly what I have. And we'll talk about what you could do with mine in a moment. Let me introduce Valerie Fontaine, because she is, as I say, a familiar voice on this radio station. She's a journalist, also a hair blogger. And I said, Valerie, you and I, when I was on The Late Show, and we met every single night, you were reading the news 5 nights a week. Every night you had a different hairstyle. And I just envied the fact that you have such versatility with your hair, and I have none, except obviously Phil disagrees. But I don't know now, having read your blog, how much of this hair was yours.
So, ouch, my secret is out. Oh, no.
Why did you start blogging?
Because I went from having relaxed hair, as in hair that's chemically straightened, to growing my hair natural. And a lot of girls, what they do when they go from relaxed to natural, they cut the hair off. And Joe, I've never had short hair. And even when my hair was natural, for a girl with afro hair, my hair was always quite long. So the idea of going short overnight and coming into work and everybody saying, oh, I just couldn't do it.
No. In fact, there's a wonderful picture on your blog. I don't know if you two have seen it, of you as a little girl. Your face hasn't changed at all, but your hair is in bunches. And that's what I love about Afro-Caribbean hair, is it sits. Do you know what I mean? It's like
beautiful.
You can sculpt it, which you can't with very fine,
it's
straight
hair.
It's like a
spring.
It is like a spring. And this relaxant, I mean, that's all chemical, isn't it? So it must be wonderful when you just make that decision to stop.
Well, yeah, because for years we've kind of been on this journey of trying to disown afro hair. Nobody wanted to have frizzy, as in curly, kinky afro hair. Although I'm reclaiming the word frizzy, because
yes,
afro hair is frizzy. I love frizzy hair.
Yes.
But certainly for years and years and years, black women have been straightening their hair, straightening it to death. And there is this revival now for the last 4 or 5 years. And I started 5 years ago, went back to my natural hair. And as I said, because I wanted to maintain my length and my hair was looking a bit odd, having this springy root and very floppy ends, I decided I couldn't maintain it. So I just made my own half wig. And yes, I did come into work one day and a colleague of ours said, Valerie, how come your hair is so straight? Have you had a Brazilian straightener on that? And I managed to change the subject without answering the question.
See, the gift of the gab. She's done phone-ins for so long, she knows how to change the subject. But the whole thing about weaves and hair pieces and everything else, because when I see hair extensions, I always first of all think, gosh, what's that like running your hair through someone's hair extension, your hands through someone's hair extensions? But also, what the hell does it do when you take them out? Surely you're taking half the roots out with it, aren't you?
It's a big... For one, you never, ever touch a black woman's hair.
Oh, really?
Don't touch my hair either.
Because it's hiding a multitude of things that, you know, not even her boyfriend is allowed to touch her hair. You know, and even when you're natural, still don't touch my hair because you're going to misshape it.
Yes.
You touch it one way, it'll go in one direction. I can't just brush it back into position necessarily straight away. So you never touch. But certainly the whole idea of wearing wigs and weaves, well, particularly weaves, because you have to wear it on the cane row, which is the plait that's attached to the head.
Yes.
That, the weight of the weave can cause damage to the scalp and
right.
alopecia and balding and so on and so forth. So the weave, even though the weave is the most popular of all African Caribbean hairstyles, Naomi Campbell is, you know, famously a weave wearer. It's the most damaging also.
Why isn't the afro more popular? I follow people a lot. I follow women around and say, overtake them and say, I just love your hair because it's like this wonderful dandelion. Is it more difficult to grow than it looks? Because to me, that looks like you've just left the hair to grow in its natural direction.
It's very easy to grow. And not necessarily length, as in, because the afro hair is very springy. It reacts to water and humidity. It shrinks. I mean, my hair, looking at it now, it's probably shoulder length to you. If I pull it, it'll come down to my hip. Mm. So it's actually got a lot of length that you can't actually see, you know, with the eye without actually touching the hair. But afro hair has not been fashionable. If you look at the front of all the magazines, you know, everybody wants to have European straight hair that you're saying you don't like. That's what everybody's been trying to achieve for absolute years with the chemical relaxer. Well, some women still, or they use a weave and get the same look.
Right, it's not extraordinary. So is it true then that we're never happy with what we've got? Let's move on to someone who's nodding away to everything you've been saying, Valerie. And this is Radhika Dandenia, who is also a journalist and a hair blogger. Welcome.
Thank you.
And you have this extraordinary Rapunzel type black hair, which is a soft curl. So Vali said she's reclaiming the word frizzy, but you have, how would you describe your hair?
I would say it's probably curly. I would say it's got definite ringlets, so the formations are pretty, you can tell, they're pretty defined. But I also have the frizz as well. I do get a lot of frizzies. This time tomorrow, you'll see my hair completely looking very differently because I would have slept on it. I probably would have put my hair, my hands through it. So I would say I've got curly hair. It's not wavy. It's definitely not straight. But definitely at the roots, I feel it's a bit straighter. But it definitely goes to these big, big curls, which I inherited from my Sri Lankan blood.
What we see is this lovely individual curl. You actually see the shape of every curl.
Yes.
Is that, you've done that this morning or do you wake up like that? Be honest.
I did that last night.
Right.
And I slept sort of with my hair off the bed so it doesn't get, Our rituals are quite crazy because I don't want it. If once it comes into contact with my bed linen, because the cotton can actually aggravate the curls and get the frizz, I have to basically not have that in contact. So sometimes we wear a satin cap or we have to have a satin pillow.
Now this is quite interesting. Phil, I have a silk pillowcase, but that's for wrinkles as well because I was told
it's great for curly hair as well.
Is it really?
Perfect. It's a much softer fibre so it won't create that static on your hair when you wake up.
But otherwise you're sleeping with the hair off the bed.
I have to push it away from my head and then leave it dangling off. It's really funny. I don't really tell many
people,
but I've just
move,
told.
Or do you sort of stay in position?
I toss around a lot.
So when
I wake up, I'm like, I don't really know what. It's literally every morning I wake up, I'm like, I'm not sure what will happen with my hair.
Now, you also go to Michael Price, don't you?
Yes.
Who is a curly hairdresser. Phil, have you heard of him?
Yes, Valley.
Have you?
I haven't.
He's been on this show.
Brilliant.
Because I think he once did the producer, who looks like Millie Molly Mandy. She's got red hair. I think he did her hair. Hasn't she?
Yeah.
And see, you are lusting after all the hair that's not like ours, Phil. This is the trouble. But he just deals with curly hair, doesn't he?
Yes, he's a big believer in curly hair. And actually, I've interviewed him for my blog. And talking to him, he just noticed that there was a lack of really good hairdressers for curly hair.
There is.
Yeah, definitely. And so I discovered him actually in Time Out because I was desperately trying to find a new hairdresser after coming back from Australia. And so I found him, went once, and the way he looks at my hair, I didn't have to tell him anything. Other hairdressers, I have to really direct them with what I want, and they still don't get it perfect, get it really good. He, on the other hand, needs very little direction, and he just looks at it, 20 minutes in the chair, zhuzhes my hair a bit, uses these products, which I now use myself. And it looks really good. He gets the volume in the right places. He gets the layering is very subtle, which is quite important for curly hair. You can't have the way you lay a straight hair does not work for curly hair. And that's something he told me.
And just very quickly, you said, I think, to my producer that, or maybe this is a bit of research, sure, he discovered having curly hair. Mm-hmm. Is curly haired people aren't taking it as seriously as people with straight? Is this true?
It's very true in my culture, I would say. I have had so many comments from older generations in my family saying, oh, aren't you going to straighten your hair? Like, I've forgotten to do it in my morning routine. And I'm like, no, because I'm having my curly hair like this on purpose.
There is what, and now Valley, back me up on this, there is what I call the TV hairstyle.
Yes.
And Tony and Guy started it, because when I wanted to do a lot of television presenting, but I really fell at the first hurdle, we all went for this Tony and Guy cut that was like an elfin cut. Do you feel you're nodding?
Yes.
Because it's camera friendly. Yes. See, looking at yours and Valley's, it's life friendly. Is it camera friendly? You know how they want every newsreader to have this very serious, quite sort of unisex cut. Do you know what I'm? Yes. You know what I'm referring to?
Almost androgynous in a way.
Androgynous. That's the word I'm looking for. Mm. And Tony and Guy started that, Phil. Do you agree?
Don't blame them on everything.
But everyone went, I've gone to Tony and Guy, and it was part of, if you're going to take me seriously on camera, I have to go and have this haircut. So maybe what you're saying is right, that you weren't taken seriously with curly.
No, I've had a lot of friends who've seen me curly for the first time asked if I'd let, like, one of my friends, he's a boy, and boys really do not know what to say to girls. He said to me, goodness, Rad, you've let yourself go a bit. And I went, I've just got my hair curly. But it's I don't know, for some reason, I definitely talk from my culture.
Yes.
Having curly hair, we don't like it. Somehow people just don't get curly hair, and they will do anything they can to sort of get that. I guess what we go to is the Bollywood straight, sleek, shiny hair. And I've worked in British Asian magazines. I think I was the only girl on the editorial who had curly hair.
You were frowned upon.
I was sort of sidelined a bit. I always said, you're the one with the curly hair. And I went, yes, and I like it curly. But they used to say my hair was frizzy, but it wasn't. It was curly. But it's just the words and it's how they define it.
What we want and not what we can't have. And in a moment I'm going to ask if you specialise in any type of hair or thought of doing so. But can I ask you, Valley? So we've talked about hairdressers that specialise in curly hair. Would you go to an Afro-Caribbean hairdresser, or do you do it all yourself now?
I do it all myself, because the whole kind of natural hair movement that I'm now a part of, with my hair that's natural, the hairdressers, you know, are going to have to forgive me, but I have not yet found, or I've not been looking, to be honest with you, for somebody to do my hair, because it doesn't... Today, I've not bothered. And many women, the majority of women, who know how to handle Afro hair, and I say that because a lot of girls, especially the American black women, they don't know how to handle natural hair because they had their hair permed when they were like 1 and 2 years old.
Really?
And had never seen their natural hair.
And permed straight?
Yes. I mean, it sounds outrageous. Yeah. It is outrageous, you know,
to put it on such
chemicals,
young head
on a baby's. But they don't know their hair. I didn't perm my hair until I was 20. So I know what my Afro hair looks like. I've learned how to comb and plait and do whatever I needed to do to my hair. So I can do it myself. And, you know, the hairdressers that we have here, the African Caribbean stylists certainly, have been used to doing women with relaxed, straightened hair for years and years and years. So, it's something that I've just returned to doing myself.
Golly. We might, after the news, find out if anyone of the new generation actually can find somewhere that is going to Afro-Caribbean hairdresser that has a more relaxed style, because it'd be really interesting, you know, because things are changing. Phil, I mean, would you ever specialise in one type of hair? Or
never.
So will you have a salon, or do you have a salon? Or?
I work in a salon, as a salon junior. I do a lot of models, sort of free modelling, and I cut a lot of different types of hair, and I get real pleasure out of that because you get all different textures. So I love Afro hair, I love curly hair, I love frizzy hair in inverted commas.
I
love
that.
Straight hair, I love fine hair. It's every type of hair is exciting, but it's not, if we take away the sort of type of hair you have and think about the person, that's what makes it exciting. Because if we think about the person and who they are and their personality, then the hair naturally comes in with it.
Let me read this out to you. And as I said, we'll take calls on this after the news. But whilst I've got my guests here, I'm going to read this out. First email's from Sarah, who's listening in Loxbottom. Joe and team, I've got naturally curly hair that I hated until I was about 19, but I love it now. My boys say I look like a heroin addict with straight hair. I'm a hairdresser myself. There you go. One reason never to straighten it. I'm a hairdresser myself, and I love cutting curly hair. I hate it when my clients want me to straighten their hair. I think you should always go to a hairdresser that has the same hair that you have, because that, now that is a really good point, isn't it?
That's interesting.
Go to a hairdresser that has the same hair that you have. Well, Valley used to, but doesn't anymore and does her own, because no one knows yourself better, knows your hair better than yourself. You certainly go to a hairdresser that has... Well, actually, does he have curly hair?
But Michael had an afro, but he had...
Did he?
Yeah, but from what I learned, because he's got part Kenyan in him. He's from Kenyan descent. But back in his childhood, he used to get a lot of taunts for the hair. So he now shaves it all off. So now you're only seeing with like a little bit of hair on top, but it's all shaved.
And so then, Phil, I'm asking, are you dealing mainly with Caucasian hair then?
I get a lot of Caucasian hair in. It's funny because women would probably come to me and say, oh, your hair's like mine, then I trust you. But to be honest with you, it's not about that. You know, somebody like Errol Douglas is African, but his hands are amazing with white, Caucasian, fine hair. Everybody gets a kick out of certain things. I've done girls with incredibly curly hair and managed to make amazing shapes and amazing features. It could even be down to what you feel like on the day, unfortunately.
Yeah, you're so right. I know Valley does that, whatever she feels like on the day, because you will have five different styles in a week.
Quite right, talking about lucky.
Look at this. This is one of my listeners, Pandora, who emails, who says, I've had my dreadlocks for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. I go to Morris Roots.
Mm-hmm. Heard of Morris Roots.
Who specialises in maintaining natural Afro-Caribbean hair and dreadlocks. Right, you ready for this picture? Just look. That's how you wear red lipstick. Sorry, this is one for the girls. Look at that.
Wow. Beautiful.
So can I just ask... Stunning. All three of you, I don't know how familiar you are with dreads, whether you've ever... Have you, Phil? Have you ever styled dreads?
I've cut them once.
You cut them, my God. Yeah. What do you cut them as dreads then, do you?
Well, I didn't use my scissors. I used a sort of a blade.
Right.
Because I didn't want to ruin my scissors. Because it's like tough stuff.
Right.
It's fabulous.
Well, can you tell me how long that would take to style dreads like that? Because they are...
Assuming
they're
natural and they've grown from the root, and I would say she's been growing those for about, 8 to 10 years, possibly longer. But the problem with dreadlocks for a lot of women is that the longer they get, the heavier they get. The heavier they get, it creates scalp damage and balding, and you'll find that one lock will break and then or one will get thinner, and then they'll attach it to another one to make one out of two or one out of three, and it ruins the scalp. So the shorter... better for the
otherwise
scalp.
They're high maintenance, but Pandora's,
and very expensive to maintain.
Are they?
Yes.
And Pandora, I love your red lipstick, but that's besides the point. Right, we're going to take calls after the news, but can I thank my guest, Valley Fontaine? So where can people find your blog, Valley?
Under my name, valleyfontaine.com.
Best name on radio, as I think Eddie Nestor constantly says.
Thank you.
Radhika Dandania, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you for having
me. Really lovely to meet you. And where can we find your blog?
My blog about curly hair is called Curly Keller, and you can find that on my website, www.acurlerforallmind.co.uk.
Thank you. And if you didn't get that down, ring our switchboard and we'll give you the details. And finally, Phil Hunt, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
And do you have a website?
I do, but you can also follow me on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's Follicles, which is Phollicles.
Thank you, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Time for the news.